I'm impressed. Only the strong-willed can overcome my clamor to see me. I'm not really surprised. You, taste like a man who doesn't give in easily. Let's test that, shall we? No. Don't try to move or talk. My glamour is still stronger than you. You'll just wear yourself out. And we wouldn't want that. Don't worry. I'm here to take care of you. So just relax and enjoy me. Strong-willed are such a treat. They taste so much better than most men. But I suppose if I'm going to taste you and take from you, you really should know what's going on. I can see the worry in your eyes. Is waking up to a pretty girl between your legs with her mouth on your cock really that scary? Or maybe it's the horns or the wings. Maybe it's the tail. Are they scary, lover? If you knew all the naughty things this tail could do, maybe it wouldn't make you so nervous. Hells, you're delicious. Have you decided what I am yet? If you could talk, I'm sure you'd say a succubus. Do you think I'm a succubus? An evil demoness who attacks men in their sleep to feed on their sexual energy and steal their seed? Then some poor girl gets fucked by an incubus and knocked up with it. Where did that baby come from? Oh, a demon fucked you in your sleep. Don't worry, lover. I'm not going to make you a father tonight. Silly humans think any demon who likes sex is a succubus. Not me. I'm a demon, but I'm not here to steal your sexual energy or knock up some girl in the night. I'm a thief, not a baby maker. So what am I here to steal? Well, you must be wondering, but I assure you, your cock doesn't care. It's happy to have me kissing and worshiping it. But, it's not your cock I'm here for, lover. I'm here for something far more precious. Let me cup them in my hands. Yes. Your heavy, delicate testicles. Two stones. Two rich and precious stones, as Shakespeare put it. These two jewels are the most valuable thing a man has. They make him a man. They allow him to pass on his heritage and signify his virility and strength. Yours are beautiful, lover. So pretty in their pouch. Can't keep my hands off of them. Any good thief weighs their spoils before they take it. Gotta make sure it's worth their while. Nice and heavy. Full. Truth is, as much as I love sucking cock, man's balls are what I really like. Men like breasts so heavy and soft against their lips. I like balls. They're a man's version of breasts. Soft and round, perfect for sucking between one's lips. Do you want me to suck on them for you, lover? Of course you do. It tastes so hot, musky, and so fucking masculine. It makes them irresistible, you know. I really need to stop being so eager. It'd be a shame to have our fun over too quickly, wouldn't it? You are having fun. I can tell. Just look at your cock. So engorged and thick with pumping blood. My hands aren't helping, are they? Squeezing like this. My tongue lapping around your balls. Oh, poor baby. So hard for me. You'll regret how turned on you are soon. I see. The more aroused you become, the more powerful my magic grows. You feel my mouth dripping on you? It's not just watering because your cock and balls are so delicious. That is part of it, but the real reason is that my saliva is special. It has a very particular effect on men's testicles. Why do you think I was so eager to caress your balls with my mouth? All the tender kissing and sucking. It's not just to make you feel good. I'm a demon. I'm not here for your benefit. Oh, lover, I can see the confusion in your eyes. Why am I doing this? What am I doing to your balls? Well, I'm a demon. I told you already. I feed on the seed of strong, virile men. I picked you out of all other men because I wanted to taste you and feast on your sperm. My sisters would have latched onto your cock and sucked your cum up your shaft like milk from a teat by now. But I'm not so impatient. I like making a man feel good. I'll make you cum the load of a lifetime, and I'll swallow every drop down my greedy fucking throat. You'll be left so satisfied. And I'll be blissfully satiated for a while. Don't you want that? Don't you want to come and feed me? I need to warn you, though, I have a dirty secret. It's a very naughty secret I love to tell men like you just before they come for me. What is it? When you come, lover, you're going to come your balls out. That's what my magic is doing to your testicles. Can you feel your balls swelling? All your sperm. A whole lifetime's worth, in fact, ripening in that tight, heavy sack. Billions of cells waking up, ready to find an egg to fertilize. Every sperm cell you'll ever make. Every chance of having children. Every single drop of your virility. Getting ready to be pumped up your cock and into my hungry. And I always swallow until there's nothing left. So, if you want to save your balls and your future children, you have to resist. Don't come. Don't feed me. Don't pop and blow your loud in my filthy fucking demon mouth. But you will, won't you? You can't last. You're not strong enough. I need to feed you. You need to give me your balls, lover. You can't win. No man ever does. Men are slaves to the pleasure in their cocks. A few licks and your balls are doomed. I've done it hundreds of times. Men will do anything for an orgasm, even when you know that the cost is your masculinity. Such easy and foolish prey. You're no different than they were, are you? You're gonna give me a valuable, precious seed. Wasting your manhood to sate my appetite. Me, a demon. You think I really deserve it? I love how easy it is. Reducing a man to nothing with just a blowjob. It even makes me come. Will that help you, lover? If I come as I swallow it all away. I'll comfort you while I take your balls away from you. Don't you want to make me come? Don't you want your last proper orgasm? Come on. Come in my mouth. Do it, lover. Come on, give it to me. Come. Please. Lover, I knew you were weak. You came so hard and filled me to the brim. And I came for you too. I feel so full. I'll be sated for at least a week. I'd love to do again for you, lover, but oh no. Your sack, what happened? It's so deflated. It turned into just a loose flap of skin in my hand. Empty. No more big, heavy balls. Where are your balls, lover? I wonder where they went. I know. I drank. And it tasted wonderful. I'm so sorry for stealing your masculinity and leaving you with this dry, empty pouch under your cock. Not much use now, is it? It's all my fault. Oops. Oh, look. One last little dribble. I guess I was wrong. You did have some left. Let me just suck. My last bit of your balls out of your shaft. There. I just drank my reason to stay here with you. Thank you for the meal, lover. You tasted amazing. I'd come back for seconds, but there aren't any. It's time to fly. Bye-bye, lover.